we're here at Pete's Golf Shop for Pete's event, Pete Moody's event, the Swing at the Spring. And I'm talking with Kirk Agori, the PGA Professional Equipment Specialist at Pete's Golf. And I thought, first of all, Kirk, thanks for taking a few minutes of time to talk to me a little bit about, I want to talk a little bit about wedges and people getting fit for wedges. We know that people want to go and obviously get fit for driver, and we know the importance of putting or getting your putter fitted. But let's talk a little bit about wedges. If I came in here and wanted to get fitted for wedges, take me through the process.
Well, I think the process really is very similar to the rest of the bag, is that you really have to find out specifically what the customer is looking for. We have to do a little bit better job of evaluating their swing and also what type of shots they can hit. So I think what happens is, in the general, world of golf, you're really left to, okay, are you a digger or are you a sweeper? But that's really not what we're looking for when it comes to finding the right wedge. It has to be a certain wedge design or sole design, head design, everything that matches the type of shots that the golfer likes to play. So that's the one thing that we really try to focus on first.
And do you take into consideration turf conditions that they normally play, where they usually play?
Yeah, I think you do. You're still focusing in on more the area or the home course conditions that they play in because, okay, they might travel to another part of the area, but you want them to feel comfortable at, let's say, their course that they're a member at or public courses. So in the Northeast here, there's no question that we like to use a lot of bounce. If you have a wider sole, then maybe you don't need a lot of bounce angle, but effectively it's more. Or if you have a narrow sole, it's got a lot of effective bounce. So again, it depends on their skill set, depends on what type of shots they like to play. Yeah.
Talk to our listeners a little bit about bounce and the importance. Maybe some of the fundamentals that something, if when they come in, they talk to you, they have an idea of what they're talking about.
Okay, yeah, most people, when they mention bounce, they're like, I think I know. But right. It really is the sole design. And so what we're trying to figure out is, okay, what skill level, number one, what type of shot? So are they looking to play pitch and runs? Are they looking to play flop shots? Are they comfortable opening the face or not? Some golfers are not comfortable opening it. They like to play a lot of shots square-faced. So we just need to evaluate that and figure out, okay, this golfer playing these certain shots might do better with a wider sole, or some other golfer might do better with a little bit of a narrow sole. They're able to manipulate the face a little bit, maybe to open a little, lean it back. So the bounce angles that you see on the golf clubs, sometimes they're not the exact angles. Sometimes they're just what they play to effectively. That makes sense.
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay.
What are some of the leading manufacturers that you've been working with, or maybe highlight some of the attributes of some of the newer clubs that the new wedges have come out?
Well, when it comes to the wedge technology, or when you talk about grooves, because of course a few years ago the USGA decided to put a conforming rule there.
Square groove, right.
Yeah, so no more square grooves. So some manufacturers have been a little bit ahead when it comes to designing a certain type of groove, size or depth that matches full shots compared to partial shots. I think 14 Golf Company is one of them, that they are very high quality, really perfect designs when it comes to what the grooves are. Mizuno is great also. They're able to separate the lower loft of clubs with actually narrower but deeper grooves, and then with the higher loft of clubs, they actually have wider but shallower grooves. What that allows them to do that they studied through players is that the shorter shots require actually wider and actually spins a little more. So those are two companies. Vokey is always very good because they just have so many different grinds. They have so many different bounce angles and sole design. So it is easy to have a customer come in and actually have one of those that we can test and actually build for them.
And you mentioned Vokey, and it seems like everybody wants a Vokey wedge, right? They come in, they sit, the pros have them, and they get one of them stamped with their initials on them or some kind of logo. But talk a little bit about the importance of getting the right wedges to match. Like, let's say, for an example, a gap wedge to match the rest of your set.
Mm-hmm. Well, a gap wedge depends on the way the golfer wants to play the game. In most cases, I like to try to fit the gap wedge to match the pitching wedge and the rest of the set. I think it's more of a full shot club that you're trying to gap distances from your pitching wedge to your real wedge, if you can call it that, to your mid wedge. So in most cases, yeah, I like to use a manufacturer's gap wedge so that we can really get that club shaft-wise too, spec-wise to match the pitching wedge. For better players, a lot of times they're using slightly weaker lofted clubs. So their gap wedge will be a little higher loft, like maybe 51, 52, 53 degrees. Then we like to go more into wedge design.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. And thank you for having this event, the Swing into Spring event here at Pete's Golf.
Yeah, you got it.
That was Kirk Agori, PGA professional and equipment specialist at Pete's Golf Shop. Please follow him at Kirk Agori, O-G-U-R-I, on Twitter. He's a fantastic follow and obviously very knowledgeable about on the equipment side of the game and on the swing as well. So be sure to follow him. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsese.